All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. This is our regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, December 19th, 2023 at 7 p.m. For the record, the board met in executive session beginning at 6 p.m. and concluding at approximately 6:59 p.m. We will call the meeting to order officially, and at this time, I'd ask that all rise, for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mr. Chrisman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, very good. Seeing that all board members are present, we will move forward with the first item on our agenda, which is the first visitor or public comment session. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure that all comments are captured by the recording device, everybody needs to speak directly into a microphone. During the visitor public comment session, we ask that anyone interested in putting comment into the record come to the podium. Please state your name, spelling your last name if it's a particularly difficult name to spell, and provide your address. We also limit comment. We try to limit it, keep it to about 3 minutes so we can keep the business, keep things rolling at the meeting and get to the business on the agenda. If you get to 3 minutes and you haven't wrapped up, I'm going to kind of just politely ask you to wrap up and finish your point. Okay, so that's all the ground rules for visitor public comment. There's not much. So anyone wishing to come forward and put comment into the record, this is the time to do so.
Hello, I'm Susan Fotos. I live on 3 Spring Creek Lane in Hershey. And I just wanted to ask some quick questions about a topic that many of us are interested in, pedestrian safety, which maybe doesn't sound very exciting, but it is an issue, as we all know, with the traffic, and that's why we're excited about the new changes that will happen on Hershey Park, on Chocolate Avenue, rather. But as a pedestrian, it's really very interesting. There's 3 articles in the New York Times just this last probably 2 months talking about the increase in pedestrian fatalities and accidents in every city, everywhere. So, and we have the added dimension of having the tourists here. And I was just on the corner of Mansion and Chocolate Avenue. It was like a square dance, this car coming, this car. Then we had an electric bicycle come through in a whole different direction. And I'm just wondering if there is an opportunity within the framework of our meetings that a committee to really look at the pedestrian safety issues and maybe a kind of a new way. I've been reading a lot about kind of innovative ways to address the traffic, to slow it down. And I'm just wondering if there's a way to work on that and what avenue that might be.
I have to say that's a great point. I think we work on it every single day.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are reacting or responding to either complaints or observations that the residents make us aware of. Some are issues that we ourselves are aware of and our traffic engineers are aware of. So I would, at least over the last 2 years, it seems to me that pedestrian safety has been one of our biggest priorities on the board. So I do think that there are so many points around the township where I think we all think pedestrian safety is a concern.
Right.
And we are trying to employ, I think, the best, in not every instance is the solution some kind of a device, right? In some instances it is. We've been installing flashing lights you see on Cocoa Avenue and other areas. The area you mentioned by Mansion Road and Chocolate Avenue, we've tried to narrow that merging of the lanes. there's not a lot of low-hanging fruit, easy solutions. But
no,
if you have good suggestions for things we should consider, I do think we want to hear them. And we also, I encourage you to share with us, you know, if there are those particular areas that you are walking or you're seeing where there's trouble, that is important information to us because we do have like a list of areas around the community we're trying to address.
Right.
I think the best point of contact is probably Mr. Emmerich. Because he's between him and our engineer, they are bringing these projects to our attention on our transportation committee. Mrs. Nutt is a part of that, and Mr. Zamuda is a part of that. So I feel like what you're saying is really, I know it's important.
You're right.
And we have been talking about and trying, I think we've done more in the last couple of years in this community than we've seen in decades as it relates to pedestrian safety.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's more to be done. And I think it's just going to be, we're just going to have to keep tackling these problems, you know, as timely as we can.
Right. I mean, it's a very complicated issue to be addressed in so many ways. I mean, speeding drivers
mm-hmm.
and pedestrians. I mean, there's so many components, and the part we can control is maybe not a lot. But I walk twice a day all the way around the town, and it's like, wow. And many of us are saying, what could we do? So there are a little kind of unique ideas I've been reading about. Nothing is, you know, maybe a one size fits all, but
right.
We're just wondering, who do we give that to?
Mr. Emmerich is
okay.
The right person. And I think, and to that end, we're going to approve a budget for next year at this meeting.
As
part of that budget, we're adding more police officers, and the chief is going to sort of reestablish the traffic safety unit because that has to do with pedestrian safety as well.
Yes.
So we have also been very concerned about the speeding
yeah.
that goes on in our community. And I think if you've lived here for a number of years, most of us that have been here for 10 or 20 years or more, you feel it around the township, right?
Yeah.
And so we're sensing it. We're doing what we can. Certainly enforcement isn't the only solution, but we're at a point where enforcement has to be a part of the solution.
Yes, because yeah. to post it and then we don't enforce it. And I was just reading an article, and it was like, make the roads narrow. When you have it so wide, people are prone to speeding. And that's why this new idea that you have to have one way, one lane each way on Talkett Avenue will naturally. But there's a lot of like interesting ways that you can get people to slow down
mm-hmm.
that I think are, because this is a topic around the country.
It's a great topic. I think we all welcome your
right.
input. And I would say you could share it with us, but the most direct
right.
point
this
is
a, you're right.
we would share it with Chuck, yeah. And if anybody else has anything they would like to say,
yeah.
please do so. I didn't.
You did a good job.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank
no,
you
that's
very
great.
Much.
All right. You're very
Thank
well.
You. All right. Seeing as no one else is approaching the podium, we will close this visitor public comment. Again, there will be a second session at the end of the meeting. That'll take us to the consent calendar. There are 4 items under the consent calendar, A, B, C, and D. Those items are on the agenda that are available in the front of the room. The board is able to take all items under the consent calendar in one motion for approval or denial, or they can take each motion independently. That is at the pleasure of the board. So at this time, I will open it up for a motion.
I move that the board accept tonight's consent calendar items A through D as made public in tonight's agenda.
All right, motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. And the motion to approve all items under the consent calendar is unanimously passed. Thank you. That'll take us to new business. The first item under new business is the review and update on Chocolatown Park renovations and the Veterans Memorial. And I'll turn this over to Mr. Chrisman and or Mr. Emmerich.
Well, I will turn it over to Chuck.
Okay, so the image you have on the screen right now is the pretty much the Veterans Memorial that the board has already seen. And it contains what was going to be 5 separate plaques commemorating those who served and the fallen that served. And that that was originally being laid out to contain, you know, the three original plaques and two additional. And through our working group, another plan emerged on how to maybe present these plaques. And in this case, you can see in the plan view, the location remains the same, but we're looking at putting our three historic plaques in the center, providing a small description plaque on one side. Then you may recall that we had another smaller plaque that had the memorials on it, that had persons' names. And then providing a series of stars for the fallen from Milton Hershey School and from Derry Township School District. And what that's evolving to look like, and you know, we wanted to bring this to the board because it's different than what you've seen in the past to get comments or buy-in. What this will look like is in elevation. The intention is that each of the starred areas will be stars punched through metal with backlighting of yellow or gold, and then the names of those fallen on each side. And the way it's being laid out now, I think it's Derry Township School on the left and Milton Hershey School on the right. And then also a commemorative plaque to both of our service organizations, VFW and Legion. And again, the three historic plaques in the center, existing small plaque, and then a plaque to describe the history of the Veterans Memorial. So we didn't want to proceed ahead with this design without vetting it through the board.
Chuck, did, as I know Mr. Foley is sort of representing the alumni on this. Is he here?
He's not.
And I've spoken to Mr. Foley a couple times about this, so I know this has this plan been presented to Mr. Foley so that he has an idea of what it'll look like?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
And do all our other partners on the Veterans Memorial Project, even the VFW and the American Legion, this group of folks, are all good with this?
I think that everybody that has seen this revised design really likes it.
Yeah, it is very, very nice.
It brings a little bit more into the display, into the memorial.
Yeah, I think that the team did a very nice job, Chuck, with that. Does anybody have questions for Chuck or any other observations? I mean, I think it looks great. And I know we're waiting for, we should be getting sort of final, maybe this was part of the final plans from HRG, and then...
So, yes, some of the final, I think they're probably about 90% now.
Okay.
They've been passed on to Harndon Construction Group to take a look at.
Good.
Who has made a generous offer to the township to see that this if these improvements are realized.
Okay.
That may affect our schedule that we had planned a little bit, but it's a good in a good way.
Good. Well, we're excited about the project getting started, and I know we're close, and we're close to having everything lined up in the way that it needs to be lined up, and it can't be, I think, in terms of the board, in terms of the opinion of the board, it can't be completed soon enough. We want that Veterans Memorial erected as soon as possible, understanding construction timelines, et cetera. Is that it for that item?
Did I miss anything, Mr. Christmas?
No, you're spot on.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So everybody on the board, you're all advised. This is what the memorial part of the Venice Memorial will look like. So if you're asked questions or anybody raises any issues, it's out for public viewing. It's here at the meeting, but it does represent what all the different groups that are involved in this project were hoping that it would. look like. So well done.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Then, if no one has any objection, we'll move to the next item, which is item B. It's the consideration of an agreement with Penn State Health for the provision of emergency medical services for the Township of Derry. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board's aware, every 5 years or so now, we've been approving EMS service agreements with Penn State Health for the provision of ambulance services, EMS services within the boundaries of Derry Township. Our current contract is set to expire December 31, 2023. The proposed contract before you this evening amends the term slightly. We're looking to extend the term of the contract, the initial term for 10 years. That would begin on January 1, 2024 and run through December 31st, 2034. The agreement also has automatic renewal provisions contained within it to allow for each additional term of the agreement to extend for 5 years pending the termination of the initial term. Both parties can terminate this agreement within 90 days written notice. Penn State Health has agreed to keep the EMS services fee fixed at $130,000 per year for the entirety of the agreement with no escalator clauses included. The agreement's been reviewed by the Township Solicitor's Office, and I believe there's concurrence from him that it's in a position tonight for the board to take action should you so choose to do so. Keith McMinn from Penn State Health and Lifeline is here tonight. If you have questions of him directly, he's certainly able to answer those from the Penn State Health side. And I'm available to answer any questions you might have tonight. So, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Christman. Are there any questions on the contract?
Yeah, I got a couple of quick questions. Chris, what would trigger an amendment as mentioned in 13.6?
Let me try to open it, Rick.
While Mr. Christman is looking for that, I will do wish to acknowledge the service that we receive from Penn State Health on our EMS throughout the years. We receive excellent service, and so we've always had a very good relationship. We think our residents are well cared for by Penn State Health EMS, and so all things being equal, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag before we vote on it, but I think we're looking forward to continuing this very, very good relationship.
Sorry, go ahead, Pat.
So 13.6, that's the...
And 7, yeah.
So in agreements, one party can't amend the agreement. So the intent of that provision is to indicate that no amendment would be made unless both parties agree to it.
Okay. But what triggers
it? Could be either party.
So one party would bring it up and...
Could be the township, could be...
There would be an arbitration or...
Not an arbitration.
Or a discussion.
It would be someone would... Maybe the township has a need for amending one of the provisions in the agreement for some reason or another. It approach the provider and propose the amendment. Hopefully they could come to terms, agree to it, and the agreement would be amended based upon the agreement of both parties.
Okay.
It's a provision that requires both parties agree to any amendments to the agreement.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
All right, thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Any other questions? Hearing not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorizes the Township Manager to execute the agreement with Penn State Health for the provision of EMS services within the boundaries of Derry Township for an initial term of 10 years beginning January 1st, 2024 and running through December 31st, 2034 with automatic renewals following the initial term of 5 years each at no cost not to exceed $130,000 per year for each year of the agreement is in place.
Very good. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. McMinn. The next item on the agenda is C. It's the consideration of resolution number 2023-29, which is the adoption of the fiscal year 2024 budget. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm in the process of trying to figure out how to get it up on the board. Give me a second.
All
Guess we need to add more IT stuff into the budget.
Second.
This is what happens when you do this 4 weeks ago and then you forget how to do it. I may have a backup if I have to email it to Chuck. I apologize. I don't think it's going to fit in here unless it's a USB-C. It does? All right. Let's try that. Thank you.
Penn State's personnel would do something that was not appropriate. Would township be online because it's a third party that we're factoring it out to?
There's a telecommunication agreement in there. They're also right.
So it's an indemnification. And those are the ones that are appropriate.
Hey, all right. All right, sorry about the delay. So as the board is aware, tonight we're in the process of reviewing the 2024 budget. Your role this evening is to kind of take under advisement all the things that we talked about during our budget hearing, which was November 14th, I believe. And at that time, the board had some questions. We looked at the overall budget. We made some small tweaks to it. It was then authorized to be advertised, which it has been duly advertised for 20 days. It's been out for public review, and it's now in a position where it could be adopted this evening. But I'd like to run through sort of the same PowerPoint presentation that I gave you initially to allow the public that's here tonight to understand where the township's finances are with respect to next year's budget. So in Pennsylvania, the second-class township code governs how budgets are established, and specifically under Section 3205 of the Pennsylvania second-class township code, it establishes how tax levies are set. For Derry Township, we have a total of 11 funds, 8 of which are operating and 3 are capital. And you can see that up on the slide, that our operating funds are 01 through 95. The capital funds are 30 through 32. So again, as I noted earlier, the purpose of tonight's meeting is for you to review, have a last review of the proposed operating budget for Derry Township. It has been duly advertised for 20 calendar days, as noted in Section 3202B of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. And if you're satisfied at the end of the presentation this evening and following any questions that you might have, it's in a position to be adopted for the next calendar year. So some highlights of the budget. First and foremost, this is a no tax increase budget. Real estate taxes will remain at 2.5381 mills. This is the fourth consecutive year without a tax increase, and the millage has remained unchanged since fiscal year 2020. The budget maintains a consistency with the DCED chart of accounts and is in conformance with the township's annual audit. General fund balance is projected to end the year at $7,044,097 with an additional $5,739,312 in the general fund operating reserve for a combined fund balance of $12,783,409. This budget, this operating plan, maintains all township services at its current levels. It does anticipate about $1.5 million worth of capital projects to address various capital needs throughout the township. Wage increases for uniform, non-uniform bargaining unit employees and management employees are all set at 3% as per the collective bargaining agreements. This proposed budget does include, as the chairman noted earlier, that there are 8 new full-time positions being recommended to be added. That includes 4 new police officers for a traffic safety unit, 1 secretary in the police department, a new inspector for the community development office, and 2 laborer drivers for the public works department. Our health care costs are increasing by 9.7%, and all other insurance lines throughout the budget are conservatively estimated with a 5% increase at renewal. To summarize all of the funds you see on this slide, it gives you a nice graphic representation of all of your funds in one spot. You can see that if you go to the ending fund balance at the end of 2024, all things being equal, you would have an ending fund balance of all funds combined of $17.1 million. You look at your total expenses across all funds as $32.7 million there in that third column from the left. Total expenses are $34.8 million. That includes all of those in the capital fund as well. To look at the general fund specifically, you'll see that it's an increase overall about 5.61% in the aggregate. We're anticipating total available amount for appropriation at $30.9 million for next year. The pie chart kind of shows that your largest source of income for the township at 57% is Act 511 taxes. That includes your LST, EIT, amusement tax, real estate transfer tax. All of those items fall under the Act 511 umbrella. The other major component of your budget, the one that often has a lot of scrutiny attached to it, is your real estate property tax. That maintains at 26% of your total operating fund for revenue. When you look at it from the dollar bill standpoint, you can see that 64% of your real estate tax dollar that's collected goes to the Derry Township School District and not Derry Township. 28% of it goes to Dauphin County, and the last little 8% that we collect that has remained flat for the last 4 years comes to Derry Township to cover all of the services that we provide, be it parks and recreation, public works, police, fire, code enforcement, admin, all of the services that we provide to all of our residents all year long, plowing roads, fixing roads, that 8% covers all of those costs. General fund expenses are remaining relatively flat. As you can see, there's some small adjustments up and down throughout the budget itself, but you'll see that total expenses are proposed at $23.8 million for next year. Graphically, of course, in the pie chart, the largest consumer of our expense accounts are the police services at 33%. Interfund transfers occupy the other 32%, and as you know, with our budget, the way that it works, all of our funds flow in through the general fund and then move out to the other funds to supplement and supplant township operations. The budget does include a transfer of $1.3 million into your general reserve fund. You know, that's your savings account in the event that there is a major problem in the township. You now have a dedicated reserve account that covers any of those needs should they arise. Again, these are your total personnel costs for 2024. The change is about 6.39%. That's reflected in the change in health care. You see in the wage chart that our contracts expire at the end of next year, so we'll be negotiating new contracts with both the Derry Township Police Association and AFSCME. So we'll be starting that early in the first quarter. We'll start meeting with those groups in January. Again, as I noted earlier, healthcare is increasing about 9.7%, and all other insurance lines are budgeted about 5%. Moving out of the general fund and the streetlight fund, this is the fund in the township's budget that accounts for front foot assessments to cover expenses associated with streetlights. We are projecting the total budget at $376,800. That fund is tweaked year over year. We do put an escalator in each year to kind of cover the offset of the increase in electrical generation costs. There are transfers from the township's general fund that do supplement anything that is short. But that's really the only thing that goes on in this fund is just covering expenses for streetlights. The community center fund, as you know, we budget that, well, for 24, it's at almost $2.4 million. The general fund transfer that's projected for next year is $803,000. That's 19% less than where we were for the 2023 budget. You know, that's a credit to Zach and his team for all the hard work that they do to try to keep our expenses flat at the center. And so I'm happy to report that, you know, our projected transfer is less than it was a year ago. The solid waste fund, this is where the township kind of segregates its expenses with respect to the landfill and anything that involves recycling and solid waste throughout the township. We're projecting revenue at $478,000 and with approximately $220,000 worth of expenses. So you'll have a fund balance at the end of next year of about $258,000. The library fund, these are all fund expenses dedicated to library. We're projecting that to be almost $1.2 million for next year. That's a direct transfer from the general fund to supplant operations at the library. We do anticipate that the state grant that we receive each year to help offset some of those costs will be at about $86,600. That kind of fluctuates up and down based on the state. You know, Allison and her group do a great job of trying to look for grants wherever applicable, so that's a great thing. Your debt service fund, this is where all of your township's obligations are met. All of the outstanding debt that the township has would come out of this fund. We're projecting that at $3.5 million for 2024. We're still anticipating that $2 million RACP grant from the Commonwealth in 2024. We think that we're at a point now that the center has been completed. All of the paperwork that when we continuously meet with the Commonwealth about it, although they change and they want certain things at different times, we think we're in a position that we can actually apply for reimbursement next year. So I'm hopeful that that all comes through. Otherwise, you would see the transfer line item in the budget look slightly different. We would have to move more money, $2 million, out of the general fund into the debt service fund to cover that if that grant doesn't come through. The capital reserve fund, as I noted, this slide that's up on the screen is also in your budget books. It shows and it breaks it out further by exactly what those expenses are, but In the aggregate, really, you're looking at about $1.5 million worth of capital reserve fund expenses anticipated for next year, and that covers the gamut from IT all the way down through emergency vehicles. As you know, we're working through different payment methods for fire apparatus each year. The last couple of years, we've been buying fire trucks, so all of that debt service kind of comes through these areas in the budget. We have an HVACA project that we're working on at the library. Hopefully that's covered by state grants that we've applied for again. So all in all, $1.5 million worth of capital projects for next year that we're projecting. The Community Center Reserve Fund, this was new when we developed the budget. As you know, much like the General Reserve Fund, I wanted to segregate funds for the future repair of the community center to begin building that nest egg. As you know, with buildings of this nature, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when things will break. Yes, it's brand new. Yes, it's running well and things are working great, but we'd be foolish not to start putting money aside now in year one and two to cover any future outlays of cost. Each year we've been putting $150,000 away, and so next year we're projecting the fund balance to end the year at $300,000. Road equipment fund, very similar to all of your other capital equipment funds. This was established when the budget was reformatted a few years ago. And really, Section 3205A10 of the Second Class Township Code allows you to dedicate millage specifically to this fund, should you choose to do so. At this point, I'm not recommending moving any millage into this fund, because once you do, any excess balance that you have in that can only be used for this purpose. It can't be transferred back out to supplant other township needs. So my recommendation is to continue to use it as a holding capital account for our road equipment. As you can see, we have about $545,000 worth of expenses anticipated to cover road equipment, all of which, you know, over time, I think when we look at the millage rate, we've kept taxes flat year over year over year. As our savings account begins to grow, we can take a look at whether or not we can start to move a portion of that millage into this account so that it has it just continues to grow over time, so that when you have expenses like large dump trucks and plows and spreaders and all of those things, you'll have a fund to work with specifically for that purpose. Liquid fuels, every municipality has it. As you know, we get a liquid fuels check each year. We're projecting the highway aid fund to start the year. Let's see, a total anticipated revenue at $845,264, making a total available at $1.8 million. We anticipate expenditures at $1.2 million. So this covers all of the, you know, eligible expenses under the liquid fuels program that's monitored by the state. This is separately audited by the state, so these funds have to have their own separate checking account. So that those funds cannot be commingled, and likely you cannot use those funds for projects that aren't approved by the liquid fuels law, the highway aid law. So 95 is your last account. This is where your savings account is starting to grow. As you can see, we're anticipating a transfer of $1.3 million by the end of next year. That will give you a fund balance in the general operating reserve of $5.7 million. So just to close the comments for tonight, again, we're presenting a no tax increase budget. This represents the conservative approach that we've been following and maintaining our community services at their current levels. We continue to deliver high quality, cost effective services, and our budget continues to support those operations. And following any questions you might have tonight, again, as I noted at the outset, it's in a position to be advertised. I'm sorry, not advertised, approved. but before I open up for any questions and comments, I do again want to thank all of the department heads that are here tonight for their hard work. You know, without them working tirelessly throughout the year to make sure that they are managing the public dollars effectively, your budget would not look as good as it does tonight. So it's really, you know, they are the stewards of the taxpayer dollars. I'm just kind of helping to guide the ship and get it to a point where we're here to hopefully get a budget approved for next year.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Christman. Are there questions for Chris on the budget? Go ahead.
Chris, I just wanted to ask the same questions I did a month ago. And I know all of us had questions about the summary of all funds. If you wanted to just run through that, because looking at the general fund, the beginning balance is 8.8, the ending balance is 7.0. Can you just explain how the reason why it looks like that is because we're adding so much money into our savings account?
That's right. So a lot of that is covered by the interfund transfers. I mentioned it graphically. You saw that 32 or 33%. So all of those dollars are moving. The interfund transfers make up a large portion of the general fund's expense load, you know, because we are moving and pushing funds out. So that ending fund balance is less, but that takes into account all of the moves that we're making to put money into savings. So when you look at what's in the general operating reserve and then ultimately what's in the fund balance for each of the funds, that helps to provide kind of the balance, the bedrock foundation. If there's a problem within the township, you have cash to rely upon. So one of the things that I have been really staunchly in support of, and I'm glad we're doing it, is to create that general operating reserve. That is truly savings for the township. A number of years ago, that didn't exist. You know, it was just all of that money just kind of sat and float in the general fund. That would ebb and flow, would come and go. We're parking that money away, and you know, we're in a market right now. We're investing those dollars to try to get higher yield. You have an interest rate market that's more favorable to that at this point. All of which I think is positive for the township.
And that's actually one of the other comments I wanted to make. In the last few years, we've changed to actually be earning interest.
Correct.
On the funds that we have on our accounts, which we were not doing before. And that's actually a fairly significant addition to our budget. And I also wanted to mention, you mentioned briefly, too, about the library grants. There's a number of grants that we applied for that we also budgeted for if we have to expend tax dollars, including the library and some of the public works projects. If we end up with earning some of those grant dollars, that'll be more money that we could potentially put into our savings account.
That's right. And, you know, we'll take a look at that again as we get through the year. You know, we try to analyze that quarterly. You know, I try to get here to explain to the board where we are financially each quarter, and that will give us some targets to take a look at as we approach the 2025 budget. Certainly that'll be an opportunity then to look at growing that number more. You know, like ideally I would love to get, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $10 million just in operating reserve alone.
Yeah.
You know, you want to try to follow GFOA standards. You know, we're inching our way towards that. And so it's all good. It's all positive for the township. Yeah.
Thank you. It's good, sure, to see. I know that all of us think up here that these aren't our dollars. I mean, these are coming from people and they're from businesses, and we need to be good stewards. So thank you very much. It's a great budget.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No.
I do thank you, Mr. Crispin, for again leading the budget discussions again this year with your team and with us as a board. And it seems, whether it was the review a month ago or even tonight, it can look like it's fairly simple, and it can also look like, hey, how come the board members don't have questions? And the reality is, we work on this budget really all year long. I mean, I feel like we're always talking about the budget. We're always talking about, we're always looking down the road at what next year will look like and the following year. And it's a credit to everybody on this board. It's a credit to, you know, the way we plan, which I think is really important because we're taking into consideration the needs of the department directors and we're trying to find ways to get them where they need to be in terms of their budgets so they can continue to provide the high quality of service they provide to our residents. So it is a big circle. Like everybody's pulling in the right direction, but it does feel like it's just a year-long process. And I think we're really on a, we've come a long way in just the last few years. I mean, considering what this budget looks like for 2024, considering what we all lived through in the pandemic and the threats to our to revenues of the township and the threats generally to our citizens. I mean, this was a, we've come a long way and we've actually reformed our government operations in this community in a way that, you know, has been improved over the past. So that's a credit to everybody and thank you for your leadership on it.
Just thank you to the board. You know, you guys do provide great guidance to us. And again, you're part of that process and you're engaged. That's helpful. You know, as we're trying to work through the year, you know, we have those quarterly meetings. We talk about the budget. You know, it's an important part of my job. You know, I think I take it very seriously. And I think that, you know, I'm looking out just like you are for the taxpayer that's here. I'm not elected, but I take that to heart. You know, but I am appointed by the board to kind of act as your intermediary. So, you know, that's a very important part of my job. So, once again, I'm pleased with where we are. I'm grateful that I have the department heads that work with me. We have great community partners as well, as you mentioned, going through COVID. That was a defining moment for a lot of municipalities throughout our Commonwealth. Derry was, we positioned ourselves for success. We took a hard look at operations and the board agreed about, you know, trying to shrink certain aspects of our government and change the way we deliver services. All of those in combination with things that we do internally every day put us in the position where we are right now. So thank you. We do appreciate that.
And I think it's important for the community to know also that the five board members up here, you know, we're all very similar and we're all different, just like everybody in our community, right? But we work as a team, the five of us, to come up with good ideas. We listen to everybody's good ideas. We work through them. And I think that's partly why why, in my opinion, the budgeting at the township has been such a success story, because it's the product of five elected officials and the township working together and trying to do what's right for our residents. So, you know, kudos to the board members as well. So thank you, everybody. We do need a motion, though. So who would like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors adopt resolution number 2023-29, adopting the fiscal year 2024 budget as presented.
All right, very good. Motion is made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Are there any further questions or any comments from the board members? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously to adopt resolution number 2023-29. All right, thank you, everyone. And moving to the next item, a couple of these are related. So D is the next item. It's the consideration of resolution number 2023-30, which is the tax levy resolution for fiscal year 2024. Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm still trying to get back online. the next couple of resolutions that are before you tonight are kind of companion pieces to adopting a budget. We're required to adopt a resolution that sets the tax levy. As I noted in my budget presentation, the real estate tax rate will remain unchanged for 2024. That will remain set at 2.5381 mils. Since you approved our budget, I would recommend that the board approve setting the tax levy resolution for the township.
Any questions? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that this board approves resolution number 2023-30, the tax levy resolution for fiscal year 2024.
All right, very good. Motion is made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
It's seconded by Mr. Corrado. Are there any questions or any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing not, none, the ayes have it. The motion is approved unanimously. All right, thank you, everyone. The next item is D. It's the consideration, or I'm sorry, E, the consideration of resolution number 2023-26. It's the assessment of the cost and expense of the maintenance of streetlights for various streets within the Township of Derry. Mr. Chrisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I noted in my review of the budget, your streetlight fund requires that you set that fee schedule each year. This is part of that. This resolution adopts the levy and the calculation for 2024.
Very good. Is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the assessment of the cost and expense of maintenance of streetlights for various streets within the Township of Derry for 2024 is hereby adopted, or hereby approved.
All right. Very good. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any questions at all or any discussion on this item? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is F. It's the consideration of resolution number 2023-27, establishing a fee schedule of planning, zoning, building, and other fees for calendar year 2024. Mr. Chrisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the last component that's related to the 2024 budget. This will set your fee schedule for the next fiscal year. Each year we evaluate our fees throughout the township. We make sure that they're consistent with surrounding municipalities, that we're not charging too much or too little. The fees that we generate through this process and through the schedule help us to offset costs associated with service delivery in the township. So if there aren't any specific questions to the fee schedule, it's in a position tonight to be adopted.
Very good. Questions for Mr. Chrisman? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. I move that the Board of Supervisors approve resolution number 2023-27, establishing a fee schedule of planning, zoning, building, and other fees for calendar year 2027.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is G. It's the consideration of the stipulation and joint motion for agreed upon order in the tax assessment appeal of HH Crown LP and the associated tax refund agreement. Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a tax assessment appeal proposed stipulation settlement for the property located at 200 Hyde Point Drive, also known as the View at Hyde Point. This is under docket number 2021-CV-8642-TX. As with other tax assessment appeals that result in a proposed settlement, this was primarily negotiated by the county and the school district, both of which I believe have already approved the proposed stipulation. This one's a little different in that there was an overpayment by the property owner, and part of the stipulation includes a refund payment by the county, the school district, as well as the township. The township's repayment for purposes of this property is $6,169.15. Are there any questions or comments for me with respect to the proposed stipulation and settlement?
None. If there are no questions for Mr. Armstrong, can we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion to authorize the township solicitor to execute the attached stipulation and joint motion for agreed upon order in the tax assessment appeal of HH Crown LP for the property located at 200 High Point Drive, TMP number 24-052-451, and further authorize the township solicitor to execute the associated tax refund agreement.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion or questions on it? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item is H. It's the replacement of pipe extracted through a chase pipe located at the Public Works fuel pump station. Mr. Clark. All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. Are there any questions for Mr. Clark on this item? All right, this is not the first time we've heard of this item, so no. This is not new for the board, this item. But select approving the bidder is, so at this point, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that this board awards the proposal to Keystone Petroleum Equipment Limited.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second to his motion?
Second.
All right, motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion or any questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is I. It's the consideration of adoption of resolution number 2023-25, authorizing the sale and transfer of municipally owned property, specifically a motor vehicle, in accordance with the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to dub this agenda item as the saga of the poor old police car. The police department decommissioned 3 patrol vehicles in 2023 due to age, depreciation, and reduced functionality as public safety vehicles. On October 10th, the Board of Supervisors approved the transfer of ownership of one of these vehicles, a 2013 Ford Police Interceptor sedan, to the Derry Township Community Cats. The organization, however, deferred transfer of the vehicle in lieu of an available sport utility vehicle in the future to accommodate loading of cages and so forth. On November 7th, this vehicle was subsequently listed for sale for 10 days using Municibid website, and the highest bidder among 31 bids was Amir Haidi of Old Bridge, New Jersey, for a price of $4,000. Mr. Haidi then declined purchase of the vehicle after learning he could not take immediate possession of the vehicle and had to wait for board approval. On November 29th, the vehicle was again listed for sale for 12 days using Municipid website, and the highest bidder among the 35 bids was Stephen Frabel of Jersey Shore, PA, for $4,505. So he has the current winning bid for the vehicle,
and the vehicle has been prepped for sale, title transfer and registration, which will be taken care of after the board approves the resolution.
All right, thank you, Chief. Any questions for the Chief on this item? If not, we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that resolution number 2023-25 adopted awarded the sale of the 2013 Ford Police Interceptor sedan to Stephen Fravel of Jersey Shore, PA for $4,505.
All right, thank you. Motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further question or discussions?
Excuse me.
All right, hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is J. It's the consideration to authorize the advertisement of sale of township-owned property, namely a motor vehicle decommissioned from public safety use by the police department, along with a vehicle storage box and prisoner seating and a partition system. In accordance with the Pennsylvania Second Class Code. I don't know why I thought that was funny, but it was kind of funny to read. Chief?
As long as it doesn't bring back memories.
Yes.
So this, again, was part of the three vehicles that were decommissioned in 2023, and then some other equipment associated with some of those vehicles. The lack of available replacement parts to maintain the vehicles, that's another reason we decommission these vehicles at the age and mileage that they have on them. The one decommissioned sport utility vehicle contained a cargo area storage box and a rear seat prisoner partition, and they are not able to be reconfigured for the newer vehicles, so we cannot transfer them into some of the newer vehicles. So as such, it is recommended that the below listed items be advertised for sale via online public auction, as they no longer serve useful purpose to the police department fleet. It's a 2014 police interceptor sedan, currently has 139,729 miles on it, a truck vault vehicle cargo area storage compartment, and a ProGuard prisoner seating and partition system. The Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code contains provisions for the advertisement, sale, and transfer of publicly owned property. Should authority to advertise be granted, the police department shall be responsible for the advertisement of the listed equipment via public auction.
All right, any questions for the Chief? Any questions for the Chief on this item? All right, then I'll go ahead and make a motion to advertise that we approval to advertise for sale a 2014 Ford Police Interceptor sedan, a ProGuard brand vehicle prisoner partition, and truck vault vehicle storage system by way of the online public auction. Is there a second to that motion? Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chief. All right. The next item on the agenda is K. It's the consideration of the fifth time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final land development plan for 1106 Cocoa Avenue for Najilam Properties, LLC, plat 1333. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The subject property is located along the west side of Cocoa Avenue and contains a gross lot area of 16,000 square feet. Currently, there's a mixed-use commercial building on the site, which will be demolished to build a new medical practitioner's office, specifically a dentist's office. The board initially approved plat 1333 on January 4th, 2021. The board granted the most recent extension request on June 13th, 2023. By way of their engineer, they have requested a fifth extension of time until July 4th of 2024 to address the outstanding conditions of the June 13th 2023 extended approval. The fifth extension request proposes no changes to the details of the previously approved plan or the waivers that were granted. However, The board did add a condition of approval when they last extended the plan that read, this fourth extension is approved with the understanding that if the applicant is not able to meet the conditions of the extended approval by the stated deadline, the Board of Supervisors reserves the right to reopen the land development plan and reassess any issues that might have changed since the time of the first approval. I have reviewed the plans to determine if any modifications to our ordinances would affect the proposal. The recent modifications to the stormwater management ordinance may have required standardized details and some minor modifications, but I don't believe would have changed the overall design. There have not been any adopted modifications to the zoning ordinance that would affect the development of the property. However, the amendment currently going through the approval process would change the side yard and rear yard areas from 5 feet to 10 feet, which would have a major impact on the proposed building and site layout. Although, as the board's aware, that ordinance is not entirely through. I am recommending that the board approve plat 1333 until July 4th, 2024, subject to the 10 items listed in my staff comments. And I did repeat what was done in the fourth extension, that the fifth extension is approved with the understanding that the applicant is not able to meet the conditions that the board may reopen the land development plan.
So, Mr. Emmerich, let me ask you, because this came up, we had a lot of discussion about this at the last time this came before us for an extension. Can you share with us, in your memo, it says that to date, three of the conditions of the approval from June 22nd have been addressed. Do you know offhand which of those three conditions were addressed and how many remained? Was it three out of the 10?
It would be three out of 13. So one of the conditions that was addressed that we were reimbursed for all costs incurred. I don't honestly recall the other two. There is a representative of the applicant here this evening.
Are you a representative? Could you come to please come to the microphone? You have to, for the record, make sure you identify yourself.
My name's Chris Coons. I'm a site designer with Pannoni Associates.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah, we're here to address some of those things. I believe the items you might have been, the items we had on the list that on December 11th, we did responding, handed some items that were outstanding. A couple of the items we dropped off were the CD containing the digital files for the AutoCAD. We dropped off a right-of-way exhibit and legal description for the township to review so that we can prepare a deed of dedication for the applicant to execute. That was one of the items that were outstanding. Another item that was requested was the DEP approval letter showing we have sewage planning exemption, which we did provide. And the last item was the copy of the recorded right-of-way agreement between UGI and Room One Corporation, showing that we had the necessary access to the UGI gas main located on the Santander Bank. That was provided as well. That was executed in, I believe it was November of 2021 by UGI. The only items we have currently outstanding that I feel we have is, there are three items. We have the financial security agreement, which we were told they wanted to kind of wait till after the board made a decision tonight, whether to grant the extension or not. And if you guys do, they were going to then, at that point, have HRG update that information so that we can get the agreement signed. Another outstanding item we have is the title insurance for Cooker Avenue right away to be dedicated to the township. Again, I believe that's just us working with the township to get that information resolved. The last item is the PennDOT HOP permits. Now, these were previously approved. However, a time extension was not requested when they got to the end of their timeline. We had reached out to Dr. Moffitt at that time to kind of find out, hey, do you want us to renew these? We didn't get a response back, and they elapsed. Those have been submitted as of December 5th to PennDOT. I did receive a response from them today on the HOP. The only thing that's outstanding on that is they've changed the requirements. Dr. Moffitt has to get a business ID, business partner ID at the beginning of the permit rather than at the end. It used to be that they would allow that to go to the end of the permit and then they would have to get one. So we've sent that information to Dr. Moffitt today. We're gonna get that filled. It should take a few days for him to get that back, and then it's just going to be waiting for PennDOT to give us the final permit approval. So those are kind of the three things that we feel we kind of have. It's mostly now we're just kind of communicating with the township to get those things taken care of. You know, not to make excuses, this was during the pandemic. We also then had a transition. This project was originally done by Snyder Security and Associates. Snyder Security and Associates was acquired by Pannoni in 2022. Some staff change happened during that process, and we lost some of the individuals who had been working on this project, so some things kind of fell through the cracks there. We're just now trying to catch back up and get those things resolved and get you guys everything you need.
So then that's helpful background for us. When do you, so if the board were to grant the extension tonight, when are you projecting to either make site improvements or break ground?
I'll have to check with Dr. Moffitt. I would assume with him pushing us forward on this that he wants to do this work in the spring if we're able to get everything taken care of. I don't know if he's, I don't know where he stands with the architect as far as the building design and that sort of those items. But you know, we are approaching this as he's trying to get this taken care of so that in the spring he can begin working on this project.
Okay. I mean, it does appear that the steps you've taken since the last request for a time extension are things that you wouldn't do if you weren't planning to move forward, right? So that helps me as I think about how I personally want to vote on this.
And even looking at, you know, as we went back through this, I mean, the DEP exemption letter we had June 3rd of 2021, it was simply sitting in an email account. The individual who had gone to was no longer there, so we hadn't realized it had been received. The same thing with the UGI agreement that was recorded November 11th of 2021. So some of those items we're not aware of where they were at present at that time.
And I do think there is some relevance, I think, to the whole point that this project, you know, this thing came about during the pandemic. So I think that's part of the reason we've granted the time extensions to this point, because we have been sensitive to how difficult it was during that time to move forward with any kind of projects.
And we appreciate that. So we're definitely hoping to get these last few items here wrapped up the next couple months. And you know, at this stage, what we have outstanding, I expect having the HOP permits in hand by mid-January. I mean, like I said, I received the one comment. Expect to receive the second comment on the other permit in a day or two. Probably going to be the same thing, a business partner ID. So PennDOT usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks for responses once you've given back to them, you know, what they need. So.
Right.
I would expect by mid-January we have that information back.
All right. Does anybody else have any questions for Mr. Coons?
I don't have any questions, but I have a comment. I have a very low expectation that this is going to be completed.
Okay.
Or by June. So I assume you're going to come back again for another extension in June.
As far as the outstanding items?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't have any faith in what you guys are doing right now.
And I wasn't asking you whether the project would be completed by June. I recognize it may take longer to.
I mean, the items were left here on this list: financial security agreement, title insurance. I mean, we need to work with the township on the financial security agreement, get that updated, and then it's going to be on us and our client to execute that. So we'll take a few months on that.
Okay. This is not.
So you're not anticipating needing another extension, that it'll all be wrapped up by July 4th?
I hope we will not need another time extension. I hope this will be the last one. Yeah, I don't see any reason. From our standpoint as the engineers, we address these items, and that should, you know, we're addressing the last few items that you guys need. That should be it.
All right, are there any other questions for the applicant? If not, is there a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the approval of the preliminary final land development plan for 1106 Cocoa Avenue for Nagillium Properties, LLC, Plat 1333, is extended to July 4th, 2024, subject to compliance with items 1 through 10 under the department head recommendation section of this agenda item.
All right, motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any discussion or comments at this time? Hearing none, all those in favor of the plan of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
That would be recorded as four votes for the extension and one against. Therefore, the motion is approved. And we will move to the next item. Thank you. The next item is L. It's the final land development and stormwater management site plan for the Hershey Square proposed outparcel development, plat 1353. Mr. Emmerich.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant had requested that this item be tabled this evening. They have provided us an extension of time to act on the plan until March 31st, 2024. It's my understanding that they want to get entirely through PennDOT before returning to the board.
All right. So are we tabling this, Mr. Emmerich? A general tabling.
Yeah.
So if there are no questions for Mr. Emmerich about this request, we can entertain a motion to table.
I'll make a motion to table.
All right, motion to table the item is made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
It is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion or questions on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion to table this item, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item is M. It's the consideration of authorizing a text amendment to the zoning ordinance related to physical therapy uses in the township. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the zoning ordinance is presently written, physical therapy falls under outpatient medical treatment facilities. This category of use is defined as a business establishment that provides medical services in a specific area of medicine and contains advanced equipment and highly trained specialized staff. These facilities may include surgery, imaging, medical laboratories, physical therapy, cancer and chemotherapy, narcotic and substance abuse, cardiology, gastrointestinal, and similar type treatment centers. A general care practitioner may be located on site. However, a health practitioner's office shall not be a principal use of this facility. Overnight hospital accommodations shall not be permitted. So that's the definition of outpatient medical treatment facility. That use is limited to three zoning districts, which are the general commercial, the planned campus west, but only in the 07 overlay, and the medical campus central. LHM Physical Therapy Institute and Middletown Wood Road Partners LP are requesting a text amendment that would remove the term physical therapy from the definition of outpatient medical treatment facilities and are proposing a separate definition for physical, occupational, or speech-language therapy facility. They are also proposing modifications to the zoning ordinance to allow the physical, occupational, or speech-language therapy facility to use in the general commercial, planned campus west, and medical campus central and the commercial recreation zoning districts. They have proposed adding the use to table 35 parking ratios and requiring three parking spaces for each professional who typically sees patients and one parking space for each professional or employee who typically does not see patients. Lastly, the new definition would be added to define massage therapy so that it is understood that massage therapy is not physical therapy. Massage therapy is not presently designed in the ordinance, defined. The proposed modifications have been reviewed at a staff level and seem to be appropriate modifications to the zoning ordinance. If the board chooses to move forward with this proposed amendment as currently written, you would direct staff to provide copies to the Township and County Planning Commissions for review. It is anticipated that the ordinance could be advertised for a public hearing by the Board of Supervisors on February 27th at 6 p.m. and considered for adoption immediately thereafter at the board's regular meeting that evening. I think it's also appropriate that Pat Armstrong review the draft ordinance.
All right. Questions for Mr. Emmerich?
Yeah, I have a question. Chuck, how does this benefit the township at all? Or is this just for somebody to get into the township.
I can't identify really a downside to this text amendment. You know, our outpatient medical treatment facility use and zoning was, as I recall, put into the ordinance to avoid blank spots along a commercial corridor. In other words, places where the general public wouldn't necessarily visit, where it would be more specific trips directed at that facility. So chemotherapy, substance abuse centers, and the like. I see physical therapy as being a softer type medical use that could fit into more of a neighborhood setting. So I don't see, like I said, I really don't see where pulling that use out of that definition of medical outpatient treatment facility and putting it as its own freestanding use, own defined use,
right,
harmful to the township.
Does it benefit us at all, or is it just kind of neutral?
It depends on, does it benefit us? I don't know. Do you want physical therapy facilities in the township?
Lining the boulevards, no. all right, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that.
The outpatient medical treatment facility is a much narrower use that's directed only to three zoning districts intentionally. It's up to the board whether they feel physical therapy should be lumped in with all of the other uses that I read that are defined as part of the medical outpatient treatment facility.
Okay. Thank you.
I've got a question. So is this the first step in a development plan? Is there a plan for a develop? Is this the first step for a development plan?
We can get very pointed about this. So this is this proposed use is anticipated to be in Stoverdale Commons, which is the
where the Sheets is
commercial facility where Sheets is.
Okay. In an existing structure or in a new structure?
In an existing structure. That use is not permitted in that zoning district today. So this is their solution to allow that use to be placed in that center.
So, Chuck, if we were to make this change and this entity comes into Stoverdale Commons, what other areas could a physical therapy location also be placed?
So
a standalone physical therapy location?
As this is presently proposed, it would be permitted in the general commercial, which the outpatient medical treatment is presently permitted. It would be permitted in the planned campus west, which the outpatient medical treatment facility is permitted, but only in the 07 overlay. So this would take the 07 overlay out of the planned campus west. It'd be permitted in the medical campus central and the commercial recreational zoning districts. And if you looked over their narrative, you know, in many ways, physical therapy is also sports therapy, which is why I think the commercial recreation zones make sense.
So just so I explain to me, I understand where this is going to be located. What is LHMPTI, what they're leasing space there now, what are they operating out of that facility now?
Nothing.
Okay.
Rich Ozimek with LMS or with Middletown Wood Road Partners is here. So I want to be careful what I say, but I understand that they've signed a lease, but they can't occupy the space. Is that correct, Rich?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, I just, in a vacuum, changing the definition, making a text amendment is probably not a huge deal. I would say that in that commercial development, I would expect a facility like the one that's proposed to add a lot of vehicles into that parking lot, into that area. It's already an area that's got a lot. That just has me a little concerned. Again, I'm trying to separate the two. I don't see a real issue with the text amendment in terms of what's being asked, but you know, knowing what this is going to do in that area, I expect there to be, I mean, anybody that's been to a physical therapy facility knows that they're busy facilities. So you got a lot of people coming for appointments throughout the day, and multiple therapists, and so you're going to be bringing a lot of vehicular traffic into that development. So I'm talking out loud I'm listening to myself here, but it gives me concern. But
so that facility today contains a nail salon, which again, their parking load is very similar to what a physical therapy use would be, which is three parking spaces for every professional that sees customers in that case, and one for staff that doesn't. There's also a barbershop in there that also has a similar parking load, three spaces for every professional that sees customers. As I understand, in the center, I'm going to look at Rich again. Maybe you ought to come up to the
That's
mic.
That's what My Way Pizza is.
Yeah. Oh, Ash, sorry.
Sorry.
As I understand, they're replacing Dogglicious.
Who?
Is that correct?
What occupied the space before?
Dogglicious.
Dogglicious.
Chuck, do you have anything? So just so I haven't looked at this in detail, but the difference in the zoning districts that this is allowed, do you have anything depicting where this is going to be allowed, where it's not currently under the outpatient center use? Meaning, it looks like this is going to be permitted throughout the entire planned campus west, not just the overlay, but the entire planned campus west district, as well as the commercial recreation district. Are those the two main differences between where this use is going to be permitted and where the outpatient is?
Yes.
I mean, that might help the board get an understanding as to where this new use will be permitted where it's not currently as part of an outpatient center.
Okay, so where it is not, well, where it would be permitted is what you see is the orange overlays here. Is the planned campus west. Now, in Hershey West End has the 07 overlay for that portion of that property. So outpatient medical treatment facilities would not be permitted in those two areas and this area, but would be permitted within the Hershey West End development. Likewise, then the outpatient medical campus is, of course, the Med Center, which is this area.
And what about the commercial recreation? The commercial recreation is new too, right?
Yes.
Where's that?
The commercial recreation is Hershey Park and the Parkview Golf Course. It is the Hotel Hershey site, and it's the High Meadow Campground. And the last area that it would be permitted would be the general commercial, which is what you see as red on the map.
Chuck, does the County Planning Commission at any time weigh in on amendments to the zoning ordinance?
They absolutely do. So if you would authorize this to move forward, it would first go to the County and Township Planning Commission for review and comment. Yeah,
They're
presently reviewing the text amendments that the township is bringing forward. My name is the plan and the setbacks.
Ash McCombie. I'm an attorney with McNeese, Wallace, and Nurek. We represent the petitioner. And what Mr. Emmerich's talking about is one of the things I wanted to comment on. We're not asking for approval of the text amendment tonight. We're asking for the township to consider it. So any vote this evening would be to pass it on to the planning commissions, receive their feedback. Then we would come back to you a second time to ask you to schedule a hearing on it. And then we'd, in February, have a formal hearing on the matter to walk through it and talk about it in greater detail. Just 2 points that I've heard some conversation about. One, when we came to talk with staff about it, one of the ideas with the physical therapy piece and pulling it out of the general outpatient where you're dealing with cancer, you're dealing with surgery, you're dealing with different things, we felt that it was similar in certain ways to what you might see with, as Mr. Emmerich mentioned, sports rehab, exercise and fitness where you're working with the trainer, right? Somebody comes in, they work with their trainer for an hour, and they come out. Physical therapy is very similar, and that's why the parking is consistent with that. 3 parking spaces per physical therapist. 1 space is for the person they're working on, 1 space is for the person they just finished with, and 1 space is for the person that will be coming in next. So that's how that calculation works for the other uses and why staff suggested it for parking for this use specifically. This use will have 4 physical therapists in the facility and then 1 administrative person. So there would be a need for about 13 parking spaces total, which the landlord is able to provide.
Are those dedicated spots? It seems like it's sort of a free-for-all down there. I don't know that any are restricted for any certain business. Are they proposed to be parking only for the physical therapy?
We haven't gotten that far into exactly where they would be located if they're right in front.
I can answer a little bit of that. That center's parking is based on shared parking, so time of day for different uses. So the restaurants in there peak at a later hour than the commercial or the spas. Okay. Interestingly, the physical therapy use has a higher demand for ADA parking than any other use as scripted in the construction code. So I believe 20% of their parking is required to be accessible. So they will need to reline some spaces to be accessible to meet that. By the way, whereas 4 out of 100 are required to be for commercial.
Yep. Chuck, I've got a question about that specific property. There's still like an out parcel that has to be developed there, correct?
There is.
And that would need parking too, correct? I mean, if we're looking at that whole lot as a whole, right. Depending on what goes into that plaza also determines what could potentially need parking in that out parcel.
So that out parcel was planned in the original design with parking to accommodate the uses proposed at the time. Now, we do monitor each use that comes in there because, again, we've already gone over what the parking demand is for different uses. For strictly retail, so Doglicious would have required 1 space per 200 square feet. A restaurant in there requires 1 space for every 3 seats. So each time somebody moves in or out of there, we are assessing the parking as part of any permit.
I think the remainder of the parcel is zoned differently. This parcel is split zoned. So I don't think the entire thing is Planned Campus West. Am I correct about that?
You are correct. This has a... This property has a tail that goes into agriculture. Conservation is what we now call it. Yeah. So I'm going to outline the property that is known. Well, first of all, Sheets is on its own lot here, but the property that Stoverdale Commons is this tract. So you can see it does contain a large area of conservation zoning. When the township originally zoned this, and it was zoned neighborhood commercial under the old zoning ordinance, It was a distance back from the road. So that's why their parcel was split zoned.
And so my point was just if and when that parcel is ever developed, it's going to have to go through some process
as
well.
It's a whole process.
Given its but again, we're just here to ask for the township to consider or to move this forward for further consideration. We're not asking for a final approval or anything like that tonight.
I would just say before we make them, we're giving direction, not necessarily making a motion, aren't we?
Yeah, so really what they're wanting guidance from the board, because if the board doesn't have an appetite for this type of an amendment, you let them know and it pretty much goes away. But if you do, the next step, I would say before it gets, I mean, you can approve it if the board is okay with this idea and this type of a text amendment. I would say if you want to consider a motion conditionally sending it to the county subject to, I haven't looked at it yet. I'd prefer to look at it before we send something to the county planning commission to see if I have any comments or revisions. I mean, that's if the board's amenable to investigating this further and taking the next step, I would just condition anything being sent to the county or the township planning commission for review until after I've reviewed it, provided comments or revisions. Did you get a, Chuck, do we have a professional services agreement? Okay. But again, this is, you know, if the board doesn't have an appetite for this, this would ultimately be before you for a public hearing. But if you don't have an appetite and you know that now, it would probably be best to let the applicant or the requester know at this point.
Yeah, I agree. I think the only addition I would make to that is the property's leased. So they're in a pickle and trying to make this work. They realized that afterwards that physical therapy wasn't allowed. And so when we came to the township to talk about it, we were really just focused on trying to make it work for this property. In discussions with staff, they felt, well, you know, if you're doing it here, let's try to do it in some of these other locations that might make sense based off of the type of use. And so we expanded and added some additional zoning districts based on feedback from staff and where they thought it might make sense to have it additionally. So if there's concern that, you know, physical therapy for some reason is a bad use that we don't want throughout the township, we certainly can narrow the scope and limit it to, you know, smaller areas.
And to be clear, it wouldn't be physical therapy is a bad use we don't want throughout the township. It's physical therapy we don't feel needs to be taken away from the outpatient use that where it currently falls, right?
Yeah. Sure, yep, yep. Okay. Well, yeah, because this would be putting it elsewhere is all I meant.
Yeah, and that was sort of what I was struggling with while I was reading the information, because I was thinking in the past when we've done text amendments to zoning, mm-hmm. it's been more about, yes, somebody came forward, they had a project, but they were pointing out a deficiency in a particular ordinance that did seem like it made sense for us to update. Mm-hmm. But when we updated it, we were updating it for the benefit of the entire township to the extent that there was. So while the applicant may have benefited, the reality was it was also a benefit to all residents because, and I'm thinking like steep slopes, you know, like that affected people, anyone across the township that had steep slopes in their property. This one feels like it's the benefit for the applicant at that location, but I'm struggling with what's the benefit generally to residents if we take the definition of physical therapy out of outpatient, because I could be persuaded either way. This isn't that huge of a philosophical problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to do it for that location, and my concern was it's this whole issue of traffic on Middletown Road that we know we have an issue with, and then what are we really adding in terms of volume of traffic on the road and into that parking lot?
Right.
That's where my head's going, even though I'm trying to.
Got it. Well, I don't think it's going to add traffic compared to, you know, salons and dog care centers. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7. Saturday is only by appointments, and Sunday is not at all. So you're losing a lot of that weekend traffic that you're talking about. When it comes to benefits, you know, I think the definition of outpatient medical treatment facility was put in here some time ago, and we feel there are some that this type of a use, physical therapy, is dissimilar to many of the other uses that are in there. Like I said before, you're kind of going in working with the personal trainer. The use, the impact on the community is much more akin to a gym and the way you go in and work with the trainer there. The other uses that they currently are in here, you have surgery, imaging, cancer and chemotherapy, narcotic and substance abuse. You know, these are heavy medical intensive type uses. And when we reviewed the ordinance, it was at least our opinion, and I think staff was generally on board, that physical therapy is not the same type of medical use. Physical therapy is a type of use that people use on their daily trip because they're going every day.
But why is that? But why does that make a difference? I mean, think of it broadly in the sense that in all of those items that you mentioned, right, that whether it was chemotherapy or it was dialysis or whatever the issue is, you're bringing people to a place for treatment, right? And those different kinds of uses are just different kinds of treatment in the building, but people are still coming, they're getting treatment, and they're leaving, right?
So I think it's different in how people use them. You don't go to the surgery, get a surgery every day. You don't go to the cardiologist every day. You don't go to the medical laboratory every day. When you're going to physical therapy, you go every day. And so you want it along your normal route. You want it in those commercial areas where you're able to hit it because you need to get in and out for an hour, four times a week for 6 weeks or whatever it might be. These other uses are, you know, you're hitting it one and done. It's like going to the Hershey Medical Center, right? You go in, you see your doctor, you get whatever it is, and you're out. It doesn't need to be on your route because you're planning specifically to go there for some reason. These ones, it's much more similar to when you're going to the gym. You want that to be along your route. You want that to be part of your day. And if it's going to be part of your day, it can't be out of the way. It needs to be in those more kind of commercial areas. And since the impact on the community is similar to those commercial uses, that's why we felt it made sense.
Okay. I understand why you made that argument. Yeah. It's more of a convenience to the resident.
Correct.
Because of the amount of use that there'll be, the amount of how often they're there. I don't know. I would just say, Pat, I mean, I don't personally have a problem with pushing it forward for additional review, and so that you can also review it, and even if it goes to the County Planning Commission, others comment on it.
Yeah, the only thing I would just let you know is if you send it to the County Planning Commission, the Township Planning, mainly the County Planning Commission, before I have a chance to review and provide comments and maybe some revisions, after having sent it to them, and if I have comments or revisions that make sense to the board or the staff wants to include, we're going to have to send it back to them anyway.
Yeah.
Because once you make a revision to the draft that you send to the county, doesn't matter how minor, for procedural reasons, you're going to have to send it back.
So there, I don't think any of us have an issue with that. I guess my question is, you see it, is there a downside to us saying, Pat, take a look at the proposal, make whatever edits or changes you think are necessary based on how you know we view the issues of traffic and congestion and all of that. Send it to the Planning Commission. Is there a problem with going that far? And then, because it's going to come back to us for review.
No. I mean, unless I would only, unless the board at this point knows you're not in favor of it. Because then it's just almost a waste of time and money to go through that. I don't want to speak for the applicant.
I think it is if we had an easy way out.
I mean, your route is a variance.
So we want to take our best swing.
The next option would likely be a variance before the zoning hearing board. I mean, that would be the next.
It would be a variance request. I don't know if it would be a variance before the zoning hearing board.
Well, it would be an application for a variance.
Right. Well, I think, I guess what I'm not sensing that the five of us or a majority of us feel like we want to cut it off right here. I think, you know, we're listening to the argument. There's a pros and cons of both sides. I think more input from other agencies, I think, would help us in making a decision. And I think that's the fairest explanation I can give you. I don't think we're willing to shut it down. I think we're willing to be open-minded. Just know that if and when it would come back to us, it doesn't necessarily mean we've all...
Certainly.
You know, okay.
Can I ask? I'm going to ask one more question.
I don't know why we were saying this without Pat saying it.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand the and the timeline, how we're making this decision without having you already looking at this. Because I don't think, at least from my perspective, I don't want to make a decision on this until Pat's reviewed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't be. Because we'll come back here after Pat reviews it.
Well, I think she's really referring to sort of an internal, internal process is, should Pat have taken a look at this before it came up at the meeting? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but as long as we're comfortable that if we, no matter what we do, unless we're all viscerally opposed to the idea, I think you're suggesting we have to make a motion. We can't just direct that.
If you want me to review it and then have it come back for you before you send it on to the county, I don't think you need a motion. But if you want it to go to the county after I review it and make any changes that between me and staff and maybe even the applicant agree on, I'd prefer you to do it by motion because I don't want to be sending it to the county if you don't want it to go there. Do you know what I mean?
All right, so why don't we just take one bite of the apple first? Why don't Chuck make sure that, or the applicant make sure that Mr. Armstrong has a copy of the materials. Let him take a look at them. He can discuss with the applicant any concerns or changes or suggestions he has, and then we'll see where we're at that point.
I think he has a copy already. Okay.
Yeah, it was in the packet. It was in the packet. Yep. Yeah, I do have a copy of it.
Okay. So we're not saying no, we're not saying yes, but I think there's an opportunity to learn more, and we obviously spent a lot of time working with Pat on these kinds of issues, so he knows where our heads are at in terms of development.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Mr. Chair, I want to ask Chuck one question before we get off of this subject. Does this change, this verbiage change in there, does it affect any existing businesses a la Mary's Fitness?
No.
It wouldn't at all?
No. Because Mary's Fitness isn't a physical, right? It was the reason Mary's came before you, because it didn't necessarily fit in any specific use.
Right. It's as much a sports training facility. Yes, they do recovery programs there. I mean, they do some what we would probably call physical therapy.
Yeah.
But it's also primarily a sports training facility.
I mean, we don't need to get into this. It's overcomplicated. But if you do have a physical therapy use somewhere that previously fell under the outpatient center, and if there is a zone that the outpatient center, and I didn't look that closely, if there's a zone that the outpatient center is permitted where the physical therapy would not be, there's not, I'm trying to think if there could be a creating any non-conforming uses out there.
No, it's permitted in the same way.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Pat, is there anything that would prohibit us from, I don't know, moving this condition upon your review and approval to the county and the local planning commission? It's not like a preliminary approval, right?
No, it's a process in a zoning amendment. So when you do have an ordinance that the township is comfortable with moving on, you have to send it to the county planning commission, the township planning commission for review and comment before you even schedule a public hearing for adoption.
So we could make a motion to have you review it, make comment, and send it to the planning commissions, but that does not bind us to then move forward with it. We're just looking for review and comment.
Correct.
Right. It's got to come back here.
Well, we've already given direction, so that's what, unless somebody's making a motion, this is the time.
Sounds like I need to make that motion. So I move that the Board of Supervisors authorizes the proposed zoning ordinance amendment related to physical, occupational, or speech-language therapy facilities to be forwarded to Dauphin County and the Township Planning Commission for review and comment, conditioned upon review and comment by our solicitor. And nothing more or less.
Well, motion is made.
I'll second.
Made by Mr. Wyckoff, seconded by Mr. Zimuda. I don't agree with it, but I'll just put that on the record for now, so I will be voting against it. I think we were making the right choice by having Mr. Armstrong review it first. But with that, all in favor, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Or nay. Sounds like it's 4-1 in favor of the motion, so the motion passes.
Thank you. Yep.
All right, the next item is N. It's the consideration of a temporary waiver of section 4U of the development agreement for the final lot consolidation and land development plan for Hershey West End Streets and Infrastructure Phase, Plat 1330. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It had recently come to our attention that the Hershey West End project site has been receiving fill from the PennDOT 322 and Chambers Hill Road intersection improvements project site. PennDOT does not allow excavation at the 322 and Chambers Hill Road project from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. because the activity requires a 322 lane closure, creating local traffic bottlenecks. Therefore, the excavation and delivery must be between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. The West End Condo Association and the Hershey Trust Company are requesting a temporary waiver of Section 4.U of the development agreement to allow the fill to be placed on Unit F. Section 25D allows the development agreement to be modified by written agreement between the parties. As this is a temporary modification or waiver of condition, Pat Armstrong has noted that he's comfortable addressing this by a letter rather than an amendment to the agreement.
Yeah, it's my, I see, I'm assuming, no? Okay, never mind. It's my mistake. It's my understanding that the developer is asking only for a window, correct me if I'm wrong, Chuck, a window of time where they can at least operate dump trucks and have PennDOT dump the fill on the property until a certain period of time. So the reason I'm saying I don't think we need a full amendment to the development agreement, it's just going to be, if the board's amenable to what they're requesting, it would be basically a letter waiver of that provision to a certain extent, subject to, you know, whatever the route is or the time is, and for a certain period of time. My recollection is whoever, I guess it's not David, but whoever provided the memo or the letter indicated they anticipated it to be 6 or 8 weeks. Does that sound right, Chuck?
Yeah, they're requesting to place material on Lot F beginning December 20th, which is tomorrow, and ending February 14th of
2024. And it should be a disaster. Okay. So just so I'm, Chuck, if the board is amenable to this, the timing was what? What were those dates?
December 20th, 2023, and ending February 14th, 2024.
And the route, I think there was a route in that correspondence.
There was a route.
Looks like 322 so, east of Bullfrog Valley Road to West End Avenue. Does that sound right?
That's correct.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So the board is aware, I mean, there was a lot of information in what Carla provided as part of this request. But so the board's aware presently that the 322 project is delivering fill out to the Hummelstown Rod and Gun Club, Field and Stream. I never remember which way it is. But to the Hummelstown Shooters Association.
Is there a more like narrowed down time frame, or is it any time between 9 and 6, 9 p.m. and 6 a.m.?
It's 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. It would be so.
Could you turn on the mic, Carla?
Monday morning until 6 p.m. So Sunday.
Oh, sorry, thank you. Sunday evening at 9 p.m. going to 6 a.m. Monday. So it would be Sunday night, Monday, and then till Thursday. So there would be no work on Friday evening or Saturday evening.
So Sunday through Thursday,
correct.
9 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yes. And then as far as the 8 weeks, we really expect it to be five, but if we get a lot of bad weather, it might take as much as eight, but he is actually considering that this is going to take 5 weeks.
So like you said, I don't think, given the window that we're talking about, I don't think we necessarily need to amend a development agreement. I think it's more of just a temporary waiver of that condition, subject to the board being okay with it and subject to the route being definitive and everyone okay with the Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. And the limitation from December 20, 2023 to February 14, 2024. Anything else, Chuck? Any other conditions?
I did just project the route on the screen if anybody's interested.
Oh, okay.
So I've got a question. I noticed in the briefing that you've been in contact with the residents at Oakmont, and they're okay with this.
We've been in contact with Susan Court and okay. her husband, and they had said they've noticed no noise at all. And
okay.
this is actually taking place in the wintertime, so we've been out there for 18 months, you know, summer, winter, when the windows are open and so forth, and they haven't noticed anything.
Okay. I know that in other some of the other projects that have gone on, like with DTMA, they went to like the homeowners association there. So has there been any communication with the homeowners association so that they, at least they know what's going on? They're all good.
We did not, but I talked to the person who was opposed to it.
Okay.
Nobody from day one of construction has complained about any noise that occurred.
So I have a question that doesn't include, a question for Chuck that doesn't have, has a little bit of it's close to this project, but not quite. So why do we get to discuss this in public about these dump trucks going, but there's all of the dump trucks that are going up Stoverdale Road? And that, can you just explain that a little bit, that the trust has come to us and asked, and that is, that
I asked Chuck the same question, by the way.
This is very much linked. The reason the dump trucks are going up Stoverdale Road is because when we contacted Ken and Carla about the night work, they stopped. So the truck started going out to Hummelstown Gun Club.
What happens in February?
What's that?
What happens in February?
So what's happening is they were actually just delivering it during the day, and then all of a sudden they started at night because on the 322, the project out on 322, they have three different portions where they have to do excavation, and this one portion is right next to the road, and that's why they have to close it off. So once they excavate that, which should take 5 weeks, hopefully not more than that, but maybe eight, once they do that section of it, then they won't be blocking that lane on 322 anymore, and they'll have all the other excavation they can do during the day. They would prefer to work during the day, but you know they can't.
So, Natalie, to answer your question, Hershey West End has a developer's agreement that limits them to daytime work. Hummelstown Rod Gun Club does not.
So if this is at any other property other than one that had this agreement in place, they could just take these,
fill? It wouldn't be in front of this board.
In the middle of the night, they can just take the fill. Okay.
The one, just sitting here, and I don't know the logistics of it, is there a concern with, like, mud and stuff going from the township's, your site, onto public roads? I think the development agreement, you're required to, you know, wash or somehow prevent that from happening, given the fact that it's at night in the construction.
Dauphin County Conservation District requires an erosion sediment control plan, which includes stabilized construction entrances and washouts and all those things. So whether they're there in the evening or during the day.
They'll still be there at night?
They have to do that, yeah. And I don't think they're actually going to work. That's part of the thing. They don't want to work when it's muddy because it's a problem for them. So chances are they're not even going to be working on the days that it's raining.
So, and as Carla just mentioned, when a project is exporting fill, the place where they're exporting it to also needs permission from Dauphin County Conservation District to receive.
Thank you. That was just the explanation I was looking for, so thank you.
Okay.
both.
All right, any other questions? And if not, I guess this we can entertain a motion.
I'll offer a motion that the development agreement for plat 1330 be amended in accordance with the recommendations of Pat Armstrong.
All right. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, the next item then is, I'm getting lost on my items, so I have to go back here.
Oh.
The next item is, oh, it's the adoption of resolution number 2023-28, accepting the West End Avenue as a public road, reducing the balance of the performance security and entering the 18-month maintenance period for West End Avenue, subject to posting the maintenance security and repair security, entering into the maintenance agreement, and providing title insurance for the property being dedicated. Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So it's my, I was informed at some point over the last month that the township may be ready to accept dedication of Hershey West End, West End Avenue. This one's a little different than most because the project as a whole is still going on, and this road, it's my understanding, has been completed. But what this resolution as currently before you would do is an acceptance resolution. You'd be accepting dedication of West End Avenue from Bullfrog Valley Road to Waltonville Road, subject to certain conditions. The conditions would be the maintenance agreement. That maintenance agreement is tied to the fact that there is still an active construction project going on the property, as well as title insurance, which we haven't seen yet, and the appropriate maintenance security associated with the West End Avenue road. But given the fact that those aren't completed yet, there's still nothing preventing you from accepting or approving the acceptance resolution, allowing for the township to continue down the path of accepting those roads once everything's completed, if that's the will of the board this evening. Although I will say, I think immediately before the meeting, someone may have indicated that I don't know if the township is ready yet or not to accept dedication, but I'll kind of end there unless there's questions of me at this point.
I have one question. Who would be responsible for maintenance of this road if it were to be dedicated and then dump trucks filled with dirt were to drive on it for the next 3 months?
Yeah, I think that's what the maintenance agreement that was developed addresses.
What we would have to do, because this is these are PennDOT, right? This is the thing with PennDOT construction trucks. So I think if that's the position, if you're agreeable to that, yeah, we'd have to amend, make sure that maintenance agreement is specific and clear, that would also include these types of trucks.
There's no question. First of all, the contractor would probably be the one that ended up reimbursing us, but the purpose of that was, specifically to say this is, like you said, Pat, slightly different, because it's not a residential development where you complete the road. It's a road. My frustration tonight is, hey, if we want to, I'll start deferring the calls we're getting on when this road's going to open. I'm getting a lot of pressure to say, hey, the township's going to consider it. So if it takes adding the, it's PennDOT trucks. I think, I don't know if they're PennDOT trucks or contractors' trucks. It's considered construction, and if there's damage.
Yeah, I would just listen. If the board's still in a position that you want to move forward with accepting dedication this evening, I would just, that maintenance agreement, I'll have to revisit it because this.
It clearly covers all construction vehicles, but we can add the word and PennDOT construction vehicles.
I think Mr. Anderson was very specific about and construction related to HTC or, we'll have to make sure that it's all encompassing. So there's no question.
Tim will work it. We have no problem. I think you and Tim worked it out pretty well.
Did you understand the concern that, right? Do you understand the concern we had?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Because on the one hand, we're happy to take dedication of it, and I think we have the right agreement in place. Yeah. But then we're looking at this fill situation thinking, if these big trucks come rumbling down and damage the road, it wasn't they're not your trucks, right? So it's, we did feel like it wouldn't be you on the hook. It would be us trying to get PennDOT's.
We have no intention of having the township being a part of a, if the road's damaged, it will be fixed. And that was the reason for the separate agreement outside of your regular development agreement to say that there may be an unusual situation. I don't think you'd have to worry about the $60,000
bond. You should have Mr. Schutte work on all the stuff that we work on. Mr. Anderson is very tough, Mr. Gall. You have to have Mr. Schutte, who's trying to work with us on these things.
No.
Okay,
no,
that's,
I was too busy this last time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could probably then make a motion for conditional approval based on the language being tweaked.
Correct. The resolution in of itself actually incorporates some of those conditions of the acceptance resolution, maintenance agreement, title insurance, maintenance security, repair security. So,
we can do it.
If the board is comfortable moving forward with the representations that they're agreeable to make to revising the maintenance agreement to make clear that everything is covered associated with that road and dump trucks or the like.
And if Tim and Pat can't work it out, we'll give the people the phone numbers for Pat and Tim Anderson.
No, Tim Anderson is very good to get. He's. I didn't mean to insinuate anything.
I'm just joking. We all love to give Tim a hard time. Okay. So don't.
Mr. Chairman, I do have one other question. Ken, if we were to open the road and then large construction were to begin on the site, say for the apartments or a hotel, would the road be closed again?
No. No, I think just like any other township, a development along a township road, you know, first the first place would be the security agreement for that specific development, and then the backfill on that, or that's probably the wrong word, is the maintenance agreement that we're talking about tonight that would cover in the future. This isn't just the fill we're talking about now. This is
right.
In 5 years there could be a construction.
He was asking is will the road be closed for when construction's happening?
Other phases are put in place.
Other phases.
There are other routes to access construction sites without using West End.
There will be construction entrances onto the. It's just like if there'd be construction on any other road owned by the township. You have some construction vehicles going in and out of there, but the road would not be closed except in very limited circumstances where safety would require it.
Okay.
Well, we just have to make sure we're communicating. If we do, you know, we vote to do this, we need to make sure that we're communicating on at the township side to residents, and whatever communication can the West End folks are doing with the community, that we open it. We're opening it with the understanding that there could potentially be times down the road during construction when the road would have to be closed for a short period of time. I just don't want people to have this expectation that the road's now open and it's done, and because at some point there's going to be heavy construction vehicles coming through there where you may have to close it. And
I mean, the beauty with the way we're at West End, there's loop roads on either side of this, so
right.
I don't think.
Okay. You know,
if I could add a little bit to this conversation too, because part of your suggested motion is also doing a partial release of the security for the project, slightly over $1 million, and accepting in exchange for that $237,006, which will be retained by the township for 18 months as a performance security. So if that road is damaged within 18 months, or in this instance, while the big trucks are on it, there's another $237,000 guaranteeing that the road would be made right. If curbs are broke or inlet boxes are cracked, that all gets inspected by HRG at the 18-month period for release of the $237,000. The $60,000 will live on beyond that because of anticipated construction along West End Avenue. So just to paint the whole picture, 237 for 18 months plus the 60, and the 60 will live on.
Mr. Gall, I've got one more question. Yes. So we see the highlighted route that will be open,
yep.
That'll be taken over by the township. Will there be barricades on the looped roads
yes.
so that
residents can't get back there.
That's
okay.
Absolutely. So we you know, part of this is, you know, from a maintenance standpoint, you want people using West End. You don't want them to
right.
use the other. You know, I'm sure we'll be back to you hopefully sooner rather than later with to accept the anticipation of this project is that the roads will be all public at some point in the future. But
right now, they'll all the other looped roads like North yeah. Urban, those will all be barricaded.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and it has to be. They have to be barricaded. Like it has, they have to be really well barricaded because the police can't have.
She's got it.
We have yeah. right. Like we can't have people driving back there. It's not. The police aren't back there. It's dark. We don't want.
I don't.
People
and,
back
I, and I think
there.
You know, that's one of the reasons for West End. I mean, no matter how, no matter what barricade we put up on West End, somebody finds a way to. But in this case, it won't be. In,
we'll just make it as difficult control. As possible.
Yeah, we'll make it as difficult as possible.
And we're also barricading the little access drives off the West End, too, just so people aren't going in and freewheeling the
dirt. Yeah. And so if this goes through this evening, how quickly will West End open? Like how will...
I
think tonight,
as
midnight.
I could as soon as the agreements are signed by both
okay.
parties, we're
yeah. Ready. I think okay. yeah. The so the the maintenance agreement will tweak a little bit.
I just received the title commitment, but that's gonna be updated because I think we just signed the amendment to the condominium declaration
okay.
that
the deed of dedication.
Yeah. So the things that are outstanding that we're still waiting for is what you said, just title commitment.
Yeah.
Whenever the township accepts dedication of property, we always get title insurance to make sure it's clean title. The maintenance security and the repair security that Chuck just went through, we'll have to provide that. The maintenance agreement will have to be finalized and revised and executed.
Yeah.
And then
the
deed of dedication and the acceptance yeah. resolution have to be recorded.
Deed of dedication and the amendment to the condo association were signed before I left the office today, so we'll get those to you.
So is that like,
say like first of the year?
Yeah,
maybe before.
The only issue, I think we have to wait till Thursday to get somebody at the assessment office to verify what...
The tax map parcel numbers?
Because
they got, I think since the approval of the plan, I think they've been shuffled.
Yeah, they're a mess.
Yeah.
And we need to get the $60,000...
Yep, the securities, yep.
The security in place.
And
you
had read...
We're going to keep it simple.
So even though if the board proceeds and it adopts the resolution this evening, it's still not really final until all those conditions are tied up.
It'll take a week or two to finish everything.
That's realistic around the holidays.
Yeah, with everybody at the office so much the next 2 weeks, I'm sure it'll get done quickly.
And really, I mean, my concern with opening it without it being a township road is we have no way of controlling speed or if anything happens in there. It's just like you need to, yeah.
I noticed that on my way into the township building that the lights were now on in the community.
So
now that we're headed in this direction, will those lights stay on?
Yeah.
They will? Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to turn them on the other roads. Just
oh, great. Okay.
So
that's helpful
to
know.
These are the roads.
Well, they were all on. All of them were on today. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you for answering all the questions. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Are there any other questions for either Mr. Gall or Mr. Schutte?
No.
No.
You may be seated. All right, then. Do we? Is there a motion?
Do we have to amend the motion because of the PennDOT issue?
The maintenance agreement. So no, if you look at, I just lost it, but I believe the motion would, one of the conditions is still the finalization of the maintenance agreement, which still needs to take place, and that's where those revisions will be inserted.
Yeah, that still is. I think that's good if you want to make that.
I'm happy to make the motion that the board adopts resolution 2023-28 accepting the public roadway improvements of West End Avenue as depicted on the deed of dedication in a manner and form acceptable to the township and authorizes a partial release of $1,013,457 from the performance security provided for Plat 1330 as Travelers Casualty Insure Surety Company of America Bond Number 10750-7763, subject to and conditional on the developer providing the maintenance security, the executed maintenance agreement and repair security, and the requisite title insurance.
All right, very good. Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any further discussion or any further questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next and last item is on the agenda is P. It's the acceptance of financial security for the stormwater management plan for 606 Cocoa Avenue, S-2023-019. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This plan was submitted to detail the design of stormwater management facilities for a dwelling, patio, driveway, and sidewalk at 606 Cocoa Avenue. The applicant and property owner are the town?
Yes.
And, thank you. And Mariella Amato. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $37,281 is to be provided, which the applicants have done, and they have also entered into the township's standard agreement to provide financial security. I'm recommending the Board of Supervisors accepts the financial cash, the financial security in the amount of $37,281 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Natal and Mariella Amato and the township for the Stormwater Management Plan for 606 Cocoa Avenue, S-2023-019.
All right, questions for Mr. Emmerich on this item? And if none, can we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $37,281 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Natal and Mariella Amato and the township for the stormwater management plan for 606 Cocoa Avenue, S-2023-019.
All right, very good. Motion made by Mr. Corrado. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. All right, thank you, everyone. The next item on the agenda is Supervisor Board or Committee Reports. Mr. Zamuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a couple of quick things here. I spent a nice late morning tour of Mary's Fitness up on Sand Hill Road. Nice little facility in the throes of being constructed. It's going to be a nice place. And my second part is I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I will see you in the new year.
Very good.
Be safe, drink responsibly, don't spend all your money in one place.
Very good, thank you. Mr. Corrado.
Yeah, a quick DTMA update. We had a board meeting last night. The Oakmont Community Stormwater Basin Improvements. All work is now complete, and Forest Avenue Stormwater Swale Improvements. Upgrade to the existing stormwater swale located at Forest Avenue on the Hershey Medical Center will begin in 2024. Spring Creek Interceptor Update Project. Project completion has been delayed 3 months due to an issue encountered with installing the caissons to support the structural beam and sewer crossing over Spring Creek. And then the authority also approved a moderate sewer rate increase of 5% in 2024. The stormwater management fee will increase from $6.50 to $9 in 2024. That's all I got.
All right, very good. Mrs. Nutt?
I have no board or committee reports, but I will echo what Supervisor Zamuda said and say happy holidays to all. I'm wishing everybody a happy and safe and healthy 2024.
Mr. Wyckoff.
Happy holidays, everyone. That's all I have.
And I have no report. I echo the sentiments of the rest of the board, wishing everyone happy holidays and a safe, not only a safe next week, but safe new year, and hope to see people perhaps downtown on New Year's Eve. All right, the next item will be departmental reports. The first is the police department. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll
look forward to seeing you down there New Year's Eve. The only thing I have for this evening, about 6 months ago, you swore in two new officers, Libby Strayer and Luke Blair. They are slated to graduate in 2 days from the police academy, and they will begin their field training, usually get them spun up and field training in about roughly about 8 to 10 weeks. So looking forward to getting them into field training and getting them out on the road. So everybody have a Merry Christmas, and I'll see you New Year's Eve.
That seems so nefarious. Mr. Sonderman,
good
Hershey
evening.
Volunteer Fire
Deputy
Department.
Chief Sonderman here, taking the spot for Dave Sassman, whose kids are in town. We have been riding around with Santa for the last 6 or 7 days. And even made a trip to Children's Hospital and flew the bucket truck outside the hospital so that kids who couldn't have contact with him were able to see Santa. And then we went inside, and Santa visited quite a bit with the kids.
Right.
Always get hundreds of compliments every year, and of course one person who's very upset that we waste resources. But I think the overall trend is that people are very happy with the Santa coming around town.
Yes, thank you, Rodney. Appreciate the report. Mr. Clark, Parks and Public Works. All right. And Merry Christmas to you. And look, good news. We're glad you're going to be with us into the future, Dom.
Rumors of whatever.
Yes. Rumors of your demise are grossly exaggerated. Good. Ms. Jacobine, Library.
Yeah, so just so everyone knows, the library will be closed on Saturday, December 23rd, and Monday, December 25th, as well as Monday, January 1st.
Very good, thank you. Mr. Jackson, Parks and Rec.
Also, just a holiday hours update for the community center. We'll be open 9 to noon, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. Closed Christmas Day, New Year's Day. And then we'll resume normal operations on the 2nd, and we'll be ready for all those New Year's resolutions and everyone rushing into the finish. We're ready for them.
Zach, if somebody is a 30-day membership, can they buy a 30-day pass? Is it 30 swipes or 30 consecutive days?
It's 30 consecutive days if you do the one-month option. We do a 10-pass option.
Yes.
And then you can use those 10. They don't expire. You can use those whenever you want.
Okay. Thank you. And I think that's just I ask because I think there's lots of folks. If you've got college-age folks and they come home, that's the question I get all the time is can they – because of that distinction. 30-day pass is – it's a 30-day period.
Yep. Whenever you sign up, it starts that day. But the 10-pass option.
10-day pass.
If you're not going to be using it every day, it might be the better way to go.
Yes. Very good. Thank you for that.
Yep.
All right, Mr. Stump, Township Engineer.
No report from me tonight, and I'll echo the sentiments of happy holidays to all.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Mr. Emmerich, Community Development.
I have a few things. I'm sorry. Rick mentioned Mary's Fitness. They've put in for a conditional use hearing to modify their hours and possibly how many people can come to the facility. I need to schedule that hearing. We're looking at Tuesday, January 23rd, regular meeting, at 6 o'clock, bearing in mind that the board has a 6:30 conditional use application for a short-term rental, a 7 o'clock zip-zap liquor license transfer. And we also have another liquor license transfer to put on the regular agenda, I think is the board's preference, and that's for Bollywood Indian Fusion.
For what?
Bollywood Indian Fusion liquor license transfer.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
That's okay. That's four hearings that night. Merry Christmas.
On one night?
As the board's aware, the liquor license transfers are typically a five-minute hearing.
So we can crank
the short-term out. The short-term rentals are typically not too long.
Around 3 o'clock.
What meeting date are you setting them for, Chuck?
That is January 23rd.
Yeah.
I think you're away then.
I will be. Write that down. No. Okay. So I think you're right. I think we can clear them up in maybe
so
an hour, 45 minutes.
You know, for Mary's 6 o'clock start, that'll take us up to a 6:30 conditional use.
Okay.
Tuesday, February 13th. We need to schedule a public hearing for our zoning amendments that are coming through the township. That's the master plan regulations, ordinance 2023-10, and the setbacks and miscellaneous sundries, ordinance 2023-09. 6 o'clock? 6:30?
Do 6 o'clock.
Okay. I'm going to, because it's two separate ordinances, Pat, should I do a separate ad for each one, 6, 6:15?
It can be the same ad, just two different
notices. Yeah.
Thank you. Tuesday, February 27th. We have a conditional use application for a short-term rental at 54 Ethel Avenue, scheduled at 6:30. If indeed the zoning amendment can move forward with the outpatient medical treatment facility, that could be on the agenda at 6 p.m. for a public hearing, tentatively. Now, that needs to get to the Planning Commission's 30 days in advance of your hearing, is the way the law reads. So I would tentatively put that down, if that's okay with the board. If that ends up having to push, we're not going to have to advertise that till mid-January, and we should know by then.
Okay.
So hearings at every meeting coming up in the year, except for work reorganizational.
Yes. Sorry. We're a little busy downstairs. That's all I have.
Yeah, thank you. We get it. Thank you, Chuck. All right, Mr. Crisman.
Nothing to report. Just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year, and we'll see you all next year. So thank you.
All right, so that'll take us to the second visitor public comment session. Anybody wishing to come forward, please do so. All right, seeing as no one has come forward, we'll close the visitor public comment session, and we are prepared to take a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Corrado. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Motion is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.